That's the beautiful voice of Kelly Dance right there with All That's Gained off the self-titled, not self-titled, but that was the title of the EP, which was just released about a month ago or so. And we are lucky enough to have Kelly Dance in the studio right now. Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks for coming in. I know you've got a hectic schedule. You're always playing a lot of gigs at the moment and doing lots of chats with people. So we appreciate your time here at 2SER. Now, All That's Gained, the brand new EP from Kelly Dance and Broken Stone Records. It's an EP born from Hong Kong via disparate locations like Portland, New York, London and Sydney. It's got like credits from all over the place.
Yeah.
and the text is showing these simple four beautiful tracks. In what has been a unique story, the EP is based around Chinese science fiction. Now, to explain this and welcome us into the world of Kelly Dance and to play us a song as well, Kelly's here. Now, look, It's hard not to avoid asking the question because it's such an interesting premise. I think it's very unique that you would even use Chinese science fiction as a basis for songs, but you've gone and done it with like a whole EP. Can you tell us a bit about it?
I guess for me, like as I think I mentioned before, I mean, science fiction is a natural progression of my folk background because, you know, the thing that attracts me to folk is that it is allegory by nature and that although they were written a long time ago, they still have meaning to us now and, you know, sci-fi is written in the future, but it's always a commentary on sort of the present. But I guess, I mean, I fell into science fiction because I just moved to Hong Kong and, you know, I just realized I really just knew nothing about China. Like, I couldn't tell you a single, like, writer or even musician. Like, it was just this whole other world. And, of course, because they have a separate internet, it was just something that I couldn't, you know, easily even Google. And so I went sort of searching around my local library, which was at the bottom of my street in Dai Hang.
Yeah.
And they have a whole floor of magazines and publications and periodicals. And I just came across the science fiction publications. There was Science Fiction World magazine, which has been around since the 80s. There was a little independent publishing house called Pathlight in Beijing that did a sort of series, Chinese science fiction issue.
And these are translated from Chinese?
Yes, exactly. Not Science Fiction World magazine, but so that kind of prompted me to then find the English translation. So, renditions and from Hong Kong University, they also did a publication. So I've just been on this little journey of finding English translations of Chinese science fiction from the last 100 years, actually.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Is there something sort of unique with Chinese science fiction as opposed to, you know, Hollywood science fiction or Australian science fiction? What's the difference?
That's a very good question. Historically, actually, apparently Chinese science fiction used to be classed as children's literature because it was designed to educate people about science. But since then, obviously, that a kind of allegory form is useful for social commentary and you know, express, you know, kind of just it's forms of expression, and it's
become more fiction than non-fiction, though.
exactly, and it's a huge genre in China now. I think even like Science Fiction World is the highest subscribed science fiction magazine in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go. So obviously well known amongst science fiction fiends around the world. It's Chinese science fiction. And now we've got an EP, you know, like people can listen to your EP and go, ah. Now, you found yourself in Hong Kong around 3 years ago, I believe, following the release of your debut album. Can you tell us how you came to be there and what sort of inspiration the city has given you in general?
So I originally moved there for work.
Yep.
I was sort of hired help to launch a YouTube show called YouTube Fan Fest in Asia.
Right.
So that's sort of what took me there. And so what's the next question?
Oh, just wondering how being in China, obviously you've been there for a couple of years, maybe this album sort of progressed over those 3 years.
Yes.
What else about the place sort of inspired you in your music? Was there sort of, you know, is there some sounds I can sort of hear in the music which I think have a Chinese sort of theme to it too?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say that the record sort of keeps that sort of folk kind of acoustic background, but we did try to convey some of those futuristic scenes and, futuristic themes from stories as well as, from our surroundings. I don't know if you've been to Hong Kong.
No, I haven't, no.
It's very Blade Runner, Ridley Scott's future imaginings of downtown LA.
Yeah, right.
There's, 1,000-foot building skyscrapers and an escalator that goes from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain, taking people to work and,
wow.
Expressways that are sort of layered on top of each other that, Google Maps get confused. So yeah. It does feel very sci-fi when you're there. And I definitely say that my music took on a more kind of electronic flavor, if you like.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. It's interesting, I guess, when your last album was recorded in East Berlin and you would have had some sort of, yes. artistic impressions from there, and then you go somewhere else and you've got different impressions, and then they sort of feed into your story as a songwriter. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like that. Yes. Now, I was just commenting off air that the video for All That's Gained, the song that we just heard, shows footage of like heavy metal shows and people, kids at a festival, and it really juxtaposes the music, sort of chilled out and lovely music. And the video is like that, in that the scenes where you're running your hands through these sort of wheat field, but then you've got the city that you're sort of walking towards. Amazing. People should check it out, by the way. All That's Gained. The video is fantastic. But I guess the intention that I saw was that it shows that music lovers appreciate music wholeheartedly, regardless of the genre, and that you'd get people coming from watching a heavy metal show to come and watching your show.
Yeah, that's right. I think I mentioned before, I do think that folk and heavy metal are two sides of the same coin. Yeah. People just, they kind of want music that makes them feel something. And you always need something to chill out to, I guess, after you've done all the body slams and you've covered yourself in mud. You need some downtime. So sitting under a tree is, listening to some tunes is okay.
It's a beautiful way to wind down. and it's all music. I'm a music fan. Doesn't matter the genre for me, And I like, you can listen to someone doing a death growl and singing, but they're singing words and they're singing something that's passionate to them. And then you can hear something completely different, but it's all... it's all creates emotion and generates a feeling that's what music does. I just love that idea. And so, the video clip sort of really spoke to me.
Yeah, cool.
Now, I did hear this in another interview, but I wanted to ask you about the studio space where you recorded the album.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's building not only which had a bubble wrap factory, which is cool, but also full of artists' residences. Did this really? I think this is a thing that sort of Sydney is starting to get going. Like I think you're playing at a place tomorrow night, which is similar sort of artistic residences in a very sort of funky sort of building.
Yeah.
Did you find your neighbours? Did you sort of end up talking to them to meet them all? Is it sort of
a friendly
atmosphere?
Very friendly. Yeah, it's a fantastic community. It is run by Aidan Lee, who's Cantonese, but he does have an art gallery here in Sydney called Gaffer. And he's just one of those people that he's just really good at fostering communities, I guess. And the building's fantastic. It's got a range of different artists. There's also there's a wedding dressmaker, there's carpenters, there's a leather worker, there's the music side, like mixing studios. But the cool thing about the building is they often have like film nights on the roof. We've got this fantastic roof space, which used to be inhabited by bees.
Oh,
but
wow.
we actually took the beekeeper's studio, and so they moved off the bees, and since then they've created this gorgeous roof space. And so we always, we do parties, there's barbecues, film nights, awesome. Gigs. Yeah, it's really cool.
And is it like a huge apartment building, or is it just sort of a mini, not too high?
It's a factory. Oh. It's about... So it's 5 floors, it's quite a big, it's quite a big space.
And I guess it sort of links to where you're playing tomorrow night, which although there's no tickets available for, we've got Hibernian House here in Surry Hills, and it's I'm not sure if you've ever been there before, but it's a real maze to get into this place. It's like every floor is different. There's stairs that wind around, and then you end up in this big open room, which is just full of cushions and couches, and then everyone just chills out and sits back and watches the music. It's a really great vibe.
Yeah.
High tea, basically. If anyone's ever interested in it and wondered what it was, check it out on Facebook, because you got to be quick. You got to get in fast.
Yeah, it looks like it.
At Kelly Dance, playing there tomorrow night, which is very lucky for you and anyone who's going. Now, Aidan Roberts was supposed to be here today, but he's feeling a bit crook, and he's just resting up, which is fine. But he's known for his work as label mate The Maple Trail, of course. And he appears on all your tracks on this EP, on I think all the tracks, maybe?
Except for Remember Me. Yes, yeah.
Now, your link goes back to before Goodnight Berlin, I guess. Can you tell us how you both came to work together?
Yes, that's a good question. So, well, first, the EP is part of a bigger album that I recorded with Aidan. So there's actually about 13 songs, right, and that's due to come out on Broken Stone Records at the end of the year. But yeah, I guess, you know, Aidan, obviously, he's on Broken Stone, and I've always wanted to work with him. And that you're right, that he kindly wrote a song for me for my last record, and it's one of my favorite songs on the album, and it's called Like a River. So yeah, when the opportunity arose to work together for this record, he very sweetly came to Hong Kong and we got the guts of the record down in 12 days. Yeah, and it felt very easy and natural, and, you know, I think we're sort of from the same musical family, if you like.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great.
Oh, fantastic. It's obviously a very good match because these songs on this EP are just really beautiful sound.
Oh, great.
But we're going to hear the one without Aidan, because that's Aidan's right. Not here.
Aidan's not here.
But that's all right. We a bit of a treat. We get to hear the last track on the EP, which is Remember Me.
That's right.
This is Kelly Dance, live in the studio here at 2SER. Well, I'm just very lucky that I can be here to listen to that. I bet we've got a bigger audience out there, I'm sure, right, are clapping in their cars right now. Kelly Dance, fantastic, with Remember Me from the All That's Gained EP. Look, really, really excited to have you in here, and good luck with the shows coming up. And as you were saying, you've got an album coming out later in a year.
That's right. That Q3 is the plan. Ooh. And so it's the complete Alp science fiction album.
Oh, okay. And are you sticking around Hong Kong for a bit? Are you moving home anytime soon?
I think we're going to stick around for a while. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, maybe the next album you'll be somewhere else and you can have some different influences as well.
That would be a luxury.
So, I really appreciate you coming on down today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. That was Kelly Dance live in the studio, playing you a track as well as having a bit of a chat. Yes, might not have caught their shows, Kelly's shows around at the moment, but I'm sure she'll be back very soon and we'll spruik those out here at 2SER.